We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Thank you and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, which comes from Imperial College this week. And may I say what an enormous pleasure it is to do this show in front of a bright and intelligent audience. Let's hope we get one soon. Meanwhile, meet the teams. Barry Cryer and Graham Garden on my left. And Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor on my right. Right, and we're going to start straight away with the ad lib poem. I'm going to give someone the first line of a poem, and they continue until I buzz them, and the next person then continues. You've all heard this one before. To get it going really quickly, we'll start with you, Tim Brooke Taylor. Jack and Jill went down the yard to fetch a ton of scrap.
Thank you very much.
Jack and Jill went down the yard to fetch a ton of scrap.
Careful, Tim.
You only did that to me to get me into a trap.
Dreadful.
A trap you set for me, you swine, you trumpeteering man.
But let us start this poem now as quickly as we can. Now, Jack and Jill were lovers there. Their love was ripe and new.
It wasn't scrap they were after, it was the occasional screw.
Oh, I'm glad you cleaned that up just in time.
Now, this is where I flick through the pages of the Book of Yellow Pages and choose a trade, which I shall ask the teams to announce at the end of the program, and the late arrivals at their ball. So if you stop me as I flick through...
Stop.
Well... Now, what do we have here? We can have give you a bit of a selection here. We can have interior decorators.
Oh, yes.
Or interpreters.
Pardon?
Interpreters.
I don't speak English.
Invisible repairers or insurance companies. I'll tell you what, let's go for insurance companies, and we'll ask you to announce the late arrivals at the insurance salesman's ball. Right, we go straight on now with the round that's called Good News, Bad News. This takes a bit of explaining. Someone whom I'm about to nominate will start with some good news. The next person will give us the corresponding bad news, and then the next person will give us the good news, and so on until I press the buzzer, which is already red hot after that last round. We're going to start with Tim Brooke Taylor.
Good news. Madame Tussauds are doing a model of Cyril Smith.
The bad news is they're having to melt down the whole Chamber of Horrors to make it.
Good news is it looks like him.
And the bad news is it looks like him.
Good news, they've melted down part of Tom Jones to make Twiggy.
Bad news, he looks bloody silly without his nose.
Good news, Twiggy looks bloody silly with his nose.
Bad news is, look where they put it.
Well, with Willie Rushton winning that round, I think we've got time for another one of those. So let's start with you, Graham Garden, with some good news.
Oh, right. The good news is they are banning radio nasties.
Bad news, what's David Jacobs going to do now?
Good news, nothing.
Bad news, there's still Robert Robinson.
Good news, though, there's a new radio nasty. Robert Robinson meets Driller Killer.
Bad news, Robert Robinson wins.
Good news, he's still on television with Axe the Family.
Yeah. Barry Cryer won that one, as you probably heard. And we're going to go on now to the ever-popular game Mornington Crescent. And since we're at Imperial College, we're going to play the computer-aided version of Mornington Crescent. Before the program began, I gave our teams a task to work out on computers provided by the college. Using any combination of rules or gambits, which is the shortest playable route from Prince Consort Road to Mornington Crescent? And we can now check their solutions against that provided by the college's team of experts. So I'm going to ask who would like to come up with a solution first, and we can check it. What about you, Tim and Willie?
We reckon we can do it in five.
Five? I reckon six, actually, but I think Tim's cheating, but he did come up with five.
Well, if you can get away with it, there's a point for your side.
I used the Hyde Park underpass, so if that's allowed, we can do it in five.
Right. Right. And Berkeley Square.
Then we'd need Great Russell Street.
Portland Place.
Oxford Circus. That's it.
I think that's correct. We'll ask the audience. We're going to check it with the computer later, but I think that one's okay.
It's
a feasible move.
Just fine.
It was fine.
Inclusive.
Yeah. If you use Faraday Square, you can get there.
Faraday Square's one and a half there, isn't it?
No.
Well, I mean, if you're working with more than 64K, it'll be the computer. Yes.
We're not.
Yeah, but don't... Yeah.
Ah, right.
Well, anyway.
It's all right.
Let's try yours, Graham and Barry. Can you do it in less than that?
Three.
Three?
Yeah. Queensway, Cookham Dean.
I don't think that's right.
No, well, not right, no. But I mean,
upmarket cannibals, actually. We cook 'em deep. Not just missionaries.
Right, now I think that's feasible. Graham and Barry actually win that one and getting closest to it, but I have to tell you that the solution provided by the college's team of experts whittled it down to two.
Oh.
That's using a ploy which none of you actually hit on, which is the Euclidic dimension. And
of course.
If you start at St. Giles's Circus,
yeah.
St. Giles's Circus, Mornington Crescent.
Yeah.
Graham and Barry got nearest, so they're the winners of that round. And here, listeners, is a Mornington Crescent competition for any computerized listeners. Are you ready? Now listen. Using any combination of rules or gambits, what is the shortest playable route from Baker Street to Mornington Crescent? And beware that it's not as straightforward as it looks. Moves, please, on a postcard or on printout to Mornington Crescent Digital Competition. I'm sorry I haven't a clue. BBC Broadcasting House, London, W1A1AA. I'll say that again. Mornington Crescent Digital Competition. I'm sorry I haven't a clue. BBC Broadcasting House, London, W1A1AA.
You didn't say it again, did you?
I didn't. That's the computerized version. And no... two-digit responses, please. Okay? Right. Well, Colin Sell's been sitting there patiently. We're going to bring him in now to accompany this next round, which is called One Song to the Tune of Another. I don't think I need to explain that to you. Barry, you're going to sing Climb Every Mountain,
yes.
The lyrics of, to the tune of 10 Green Bottles.
Climb every mountain, search high and low. Follow every byway, every path you know. Climb every mountain, ford every stream. Follow every rainbow, till you find your dream. You all know this one. A dream that will need all the love you can give. Every day of your life, for as long as you live. Climb every mountain, ford every stream. Follow every rainbow till you find your dream. Last orders, please, now then.
Well, Barry cantered through that one. And Willie, see what you can do with the lyrics of Old MacDonald Had a Farm and the tune of One from Chorus Line.
I don't know either.
Old
MacDonald Herr Fahar. And on his farm he had some chicks, E-I-E-I-O-E. With a chick, chick here and a chick, chick there. Here, a chick there, a chick everywhere. A chick. Old MacDonald had the farm, E-I-E-I-E-I-O. And upon this farm he had some ducks. With a quack, quack here. With a quack, quack there. With a quack everywhere.
That burst of applause puts Willie in an unbeatable position, but we'd better go on anyway. Graham Garden now. Will you sing the lyrics of They All Laughed to the tune of No Regrets?
Catch you next time around, Colin.
Jump up, jump up.
They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother Wen. They said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me wanting you, reaching for the moon.
Beast.
Very moving. Timber Taylor now, finally, the lyrics of Humpty Dumpty to the tune of Land of Hope and Glory. Tim overtakes Willie in that one there to win that round. And we go on to another game, which is a new game, as far as I remember. It's called Quote, No Quote. And the aim of this game is to avoid saying anything which could be taken and published by Nigel Rees. Team members will take it in turns to utter phrases and can be challenged for saying anything remotely quotable. And we're going to start with you, Graham Garden.
Good evening. Quite.
Challenge from Tim.
That is, in fact, in the Nigel Rees book of greetings. Evening version.
Evening, yes. Greetings in the dark.
Well, I've got it. Happen to have it here, so I can check. Right, Barry, you can... oh, no, it's you, Tim. You try and...
Nigel Rees is a twit.
An instant challenge there from Barry Clark.
In his autobiography. Page 7, Early Revelations.
Yes. So, Barry, it's your turn.
Thought it was going to rain this morning, but no.
Challenge from Willie Rushton.
The Nigel book Nigel Rees. Nigel Rees' book of unfavorable weather conditions through the ages.
Another anecdote.
Mm. The best of Jack Scott and that sort of thing.
Right. Okay. Right, over to you then, Willie.
Michael Fish remembers.
Does he? No. Hello, sailor.
Challenge. Challenge from Graham Garden.
Yes, that's the Nigel Rees book of greetings for sailors.
It's the Nigel Rees Ted Heath book.
Tim, you try. Challenge.
From the audience, I think.
No, that was a quote from the Nigel Rees book of illegible graffiti.
Well done, Graham, and I may tell you, listeners, that the Nigel Rees book of that last round will soon be on sale, priced £3.50. We go on to a round called crossbreeding, and since we're at Imperial College, we're going to mark that by playing a scientific round. I shall want our four geneticists to put their heads together, preferably on the same neck, and come up with suggestions for some new hybrid creatures. Who wants to start? I think you look as though you want to start, Tim Brooke Taylor.
Well, it's an unlikely coupling, this. Eugene, Eugene O'Neill, isn't it? Anyway, it's Eugene O'Neill for the purposes of this crossbreeding. Eugene O'Neill and Michael Heseltine to produce Eugene Me Tarzan.
What a small world. What a small world, as I always say. If you cross a campus with Michael Heseltine, you get a tin of paint, two tomatoes and an egg. Young conservatives.
If you cross Roy Rogers with Alexis Sale, you get that wonderful 1-2-3-4-letter word.
You mentioned Tarzan. There's that lovely movie of it, starring Bo Derek. And it struck my mind that if you cross Bo Derek with Boy George, you'd get something that swings through the jungle both ways.
If you cross Margaret Thatcher with practically anything, you lose your job.
If you cross Norman Tebbit with J.R. Ewing, you'd get a slightly nicer version of Norman Tebbit.
If you cross Joan Collins with a cockatoo, I wouldn't be all surprised.
What a funny way of handing in your notice.
Yeah. As Margaret Thatcher says to practically everybody.
Any advance on that?
If you cross Rod Stewart with Bette Midler, you get a divining rod, which ignores water totally, but judges straight for the cocktail cabinet.
If you cross Paul Raymond with a Yeti, you'd get the abominable showman.
If you crossed Cyril Smith with a Catholic priest, you'd get Father Fattest.
Well, some marks were earned there as we go on to the next game, which is a game called Just a Minute. And this is a musical round, I have to say that in advance, in which the team members attempt to sing a song for a minute without hesitation, repetition or deviation. And in this instance, team's repetition will include the title of the song. And our song is Up, Up and Away, and we start with you, Graham Garden.
Thank you.
Challenge from
repetition
Tim.
On the piano.
Yes. Just give us the last couple of bars.
Who's doing it? Me. Is it me?
It's you, Greg.
Somebody tell me. Would you like to? Oh,
close.
Hesitation. Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? How would the person I'm talking to enjoy gliding in this belonging to me gorgeous inflated object? We could float among the stars together, you and I, for we can fly. Ditto. Up higher and away in my splendid
My. Repetition of my.
Timbrook Taylor.
Repetition of my.
I thought there was a certain amount of hesitation there, too. Will you take it up?
Dirigible.
Brilliant.
The world's... Can I have a bit of tune, please, Colin?
That piano's damp, isn't it?
There's some tune.
In your sumptuous, gas-filled method of transport, it wears a nicer visage in their wondrous bag of air. We can sing a song and go on water by the silver sky, for they able to flap their wings. They are able.
Challenge, thank God for that. Graham.
Repetition of they.
Yes, it was repetition of they. A certain amount of deviation, too. Let's do another song now and start with you, Barry Cryer. Try and move it along a bit quicker in this one, please. Now, our second song is I Know an Old Lady. Barry.
Well, we know that, but I mean...
nothing to sing about.
Your secret is safe with us. I know an old lady...
Challenge from Tim.
Deviation.
Well, yes.
Great stuff,
no,
mate.
When no, you I say don't. Know an old lady, in the biblical sense...
I didn't mean I had carnival knowledge of her, no.
I'm sorry, I withdraw the challenge.
If you think that's deviation...
Withdraw the challenge.
If you think that's deviation, wait till you hear what she did to the fly.
Timbrook Taylor's withdrawn the challenge, but
she's
I accept it. So we go on to you, Willie Rushton.
What? How far did you get?
He didn't get very far.
Who swallowed a fly? Heaven knows personally, pourquoi? Elle stuffed the insect down her. I guess she'll die.
Deviation from scansion. It's atrocious, this. I mean, it's limping and stumbling along.
I'm not accepting music criticism. Carry on.
Thank you.
Carry
you
on
never
on
did. You never did.
You never did.
I guess she'll die. I am cognizant of this geriatric biddy who gobbled a spider, that wriggled and squirmed and several other things I shan't mention inside her. She gurgitated, as opposed to regurgitated. It must be, I mean, if you think about it, gurgitated this other...
Challenge from Graham.
Repetition of gurgitated.
That's regurgitated.
Right, see if we can finish the song. Graham.
but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. I guess she'll die.
Well done. And now we come to the point where I sit back and ask the teams to announce the late arrivals at the insurance salesman's ball.
Would you welcome, please, Mr. Shurer and his son Ian Shurer and his friend, just in case. Man from the Proof.
And would you welcome, please, Proof. Pearl Assurance and General Accident.
Major Clause.
Mr. and Mrs. in this form and I'll do the rest. And their son, Phil.
And that well-known actor, God.
And will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Theodore. And their son, the Chinese insurance salesman, Fu Tin Theodore.
Put in the door.
People are nodding and saying that's true.
Here comes in. That lisping, ginger-haired knight, third party risk. Risk.
Here comes Father Christmas. It's rather surprisingly. And his helpers, those little clauses they don't tell you about.
Another traveller come a long way, Mustafa Morcover.
And from Scotland, Mr. and Mrs. Do No Harm to be Covered, and their son, Ken Do No Harm to be Covered. Usually weekends.
Weird as it is.
Polly C. sneaked in unnoticed, didn't she?
Yes.
So did Quite he. Right, too.
So did he, endowment policy. But here come Mr. and Mrs. Claims Bonus and their son, Noah.
Rather depressing. Mr. and Mrs., your wife benefits, and their son, Hugo, your wife benefits.
Well, at this point, in response to a large number of...
Mr. and Mrs. Ewables. Well-known name, Ewables. Mr. and Mrs. Ewables and their heiress daughter, the highly insured Val Ewables. Oh, here come the Risk family. High risk, low risk.
We've had a large number of letters from listeners asking us to stop, so I shall say on behalf of the teams and myself, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.